everybody, and welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. It is April 14th, 2025. I am live with you all today. Thank you so much for being here. Wow, what a morning it's been, and I appreciate you guys hanging around. We've had a couple tech issues today, but we are pushing through and getting everything done and making sure we can connect with you all regardless. So thanks for your patience there. I swear that we have some leftover energy from this Mercury retrograde, and I don't want to blame it for everything, but sometimes when technology just doesn't cooperate, you have to find a source somewhere, you know? But anyways, I'm really excited to be here live with you guys. I haven't been live in a few weeks. We were having some late nights with our 5-month-old, and then also had a bit of a head cold, and I lost my voice for a little bit there. So we're back feeling 100%. Miraculously, our beautiful boy did not get sick, and we were successful in protecting him from our little head cold. So just feeling blessed and grateful all around there. But I want to invite you all to connect with me in the chat room. So if this is your first time joining us, you can go into the chat room by going to 12radio.com and clicking on the chat button on the left-hand side of the screen. It'll take you to our Facebook group, which is also titled 12radio, and you can leave a comment on under the banner that I have posted at the top of the group. You'll see a picture of me on the beach with my pup and also a picture of me in Fez in Morocco. I kind of wanted to tell you guys, I've really felt pulled today to talk about a bit of my backstory, some big things that I experienced when I was, you know, a young 19-year-old trying to figure out what I wanted my life to look like. And I'm excited to share some stories with you guys today. So stay tuned for that. But first, I feel like we all need a little bit of grounding. I feel like we all need some guidance, a bit of direction with how unpredictable and chaotic everything is feeling right now. So I wanted to give a general reading. This is what I do this every once in a while for everyone. So if you're listening in live or to a replay or on demand, this is applicable to you. You happen to be in the right place in the right time to hear this message. So I just want to validate that this can absolutely apply to you. And this, okay. You guys, this general reading for everyone, I feel like we are all feeling a little bit of tension or stress in the connections that are most important to us. So if you are feeling any sort of doubt or worry or stress around whether it's a romantic connection or your closest friends or your relationships with your family, breathe easily. People close to you are doing the best that they can. We're all experiencing a little additional anxiety and stress with just what's going on in the world right now, and give each other a bit of grace. It feels like things are going to start to settle in the next couple of weeks, and we'll all be able to really rely on each other once more. So if you're having any sort of doubt or worry when it feels like it's mainly when it comes to spouses, when it comes to life partners, or if you are starting to doubt whether or not you will ever find that spouse or life partner, breathe easily, you guys. That stress is not going to serve you right now, and allow your focus to just settle into manifesting peace and grace for the most important people in your life. So that's the message for you all today. And I am going to check in with the chat room before we go into story time and see who's here. hanging out today, and it looks like, oh, Pamela, my dear, so good to see you. I love your beautiful flower. Spring is exploding over here, you guys, and it makes me so happy. I love this time of year. I feel like at every transition into a new season, I'm reminded about how much I love that particular season, and I'm really feeling that this year. It really makes me so grateful for the beauty around us. So thank you. That's a beautiful flower. And Renee says, Happy Monday. Hi, Renee. I've missed you. Thank you for being here. And Kat is here. She says, looking forward to hearing about you and your story. Oh, good. I'm excited to share it with you guys. I've had many different stages in my life, and it's interesting that I'm being pulled to talk about this one in particular, but it's a fun story. Kat says, any messages for me or my loved ones is also welcome. Let me just check in here before we move on. Yeah, it feels like, well, I'm getting a lot of the same information as I was for the reading that I just gave to everybody. That may have been particularly for you, actually. Or it seems like it's particularly applicable for you. With your loved ones that you are especially close with, I'm feeling an emphasis on a young man, could be a younger family member. If there's any sort of worry that you have around there, he will be okay. If you are able to just fill him with confidence and trust, that is going to serve him much more than any sort of worry or doubt. And I understand that if there's that anxiety or worry, a lot of it is just naturally what we can't help but do, especially given how tense everything is right now. But if you're able to breathe and fill him with your trust, that will just help support him in so many wonderful ways. So, I hope that resonates, and let me know if you'd like a follow-up on anything there or if you have any other specific questions. I'm happy to go into more detail. So just let me know. And I'll check back in to the chat room shortly. I'll make sure to keep an eye on that throughout the show, you guys. let me just refresh and make sure I'm not missing anything right now. Let me see. Oh, and Quelly is here. Quelly says, Monday blessings, Serena. Baby blessings and hubby. I know it's always the trio in the background here with you guys. I'm never alone. I always have my wonderful support team with my beautiful boy and my husband. So, Quelly, thanks for shouting everybody out. You are the superstar. She has this cute little emoji of a superstar. I swear, you have the just contagious energy, Quelly. Quelly, you really do. Okay, you guys. So, I feel like one of the main reasons that I just can't get this stage of my life out of my mind is it's really relentless that I'm being pushed to talk to you guys about it. So, I think the main reason, from what I've been able to feel out, is we all have so many of us have a particular calling in life, and some of us have multiple callings. Some of us have take some time to figure out what our specific calling is. But we all have purpose. We all have talent. We all have these skills that come to us naturally, or we fight for, or both. And it can be so hard to figure out what you're supposed to do with it. That pressure to have the answers and figure out what kind of path you're supposed to take, or how many risks you're supposed to take, or if you're handling things the right way. There's so much stress around what path we choose for ourselves. And something that, as I've gone through different parts of my life, something that's become really clear to me is there is no one correct path. There's no one quote-unquote right path. We have many paths laid out in front of us, and we choose at some point to pick one. We make the conscious choice to pick one, and we go. Sometimes that is the path that we stick on for our entire life, and sometimes we switch over to the next one because we've experienced all we can in that one particular path, and it's time for a new a new stage, a new journey. And the pressure to pick the right one first is, it's real. There is so much pressure to have it figured out. And I think one of the most important things that I've learned throughout my life is we're supposed to experience multiple paths. We're supposed to experience multiple stages in our lives in order to become the most whole person we possibly can. And something that I've always been, something that's always come really easily to me is I've always been able to connect with people. I've always been able to somehow, and when I was younger, it was always this big, oh gosh, how do I always just know what people need to hear? Or how am I always so easily connected to people? And I have never had a hard time bonding with strangers and just being able to say, God, I feel like you just need to hear this. This is a message for you. And it wasn't always, I was always just very empathic, even from when I was a young kid. It was something that it came really naturally to me. And it wasn't until I really started honing these skills and putting a lot of intention to it that I was able to recognize the weight of this and that it's, there's so much potential within that knowledge that if you deliver it with enough grace and understanding, it can really help people. And it's something that, it's a skill that I've really worked on. And I definitely chose a couple different paths in whether I was fighting if this was the right thing that I was supposed to be doing as connecting people as a psychic and connecting with people as an intuitive. Whether it was, I had to try on a couple different things to see if it was the right path for me or what I could do with this skill, if there were different options and different ways that I could manifest this into my future. And I've also always been really connected to women and our unique experiences here. We experience life so differently. We really do. For those of you who've been listening to my show for the past year or so, you've heard me talking about cycles and the way that we can really take advantage of the four phases of our cycle in order to thrive and how unique that is in our experience as women with our particular hormones. And I really think it's powerful to talk about our experiences as women. And something I haven't really talked about before is the hard part of that. We, as women, experience the world differently. We are more vulnerable in certain situations. We have to protect ourselves in different ways. And there's also this collective trauma, I feel, that we, whether or not you've experienced any sort of particular trauma, you undoubtedly you have connections with women who have. You are connected to people who have gone through really challenging times just because you're a woman. And my experience that I want to share with you guys is when I was living, I lived in Morocco for a little over a year when I was 19, and I worked as a first responder for an assault hotline, and was ready to, it was something I did 24/7, and it was my first experience of having the phone ring and needing to be ready to go. It's something I do very similarly at 1-2 now, but doing it entirely remotely and supporting people that way. But with this particular job that I had, you know, the phone would ring and I would need to take off and go find this person and provide support that way and be a first witness and first responder. So I do want to, for any of you who have experience or some history or trauma with abuse, or I want to be sensitive to your experience, and it's not always the right time to jump into our own history that way and start to unpack it. So give yourself a little bit of grace if this is pulling up any sort of history for you. I'm not going into any detail in any specific scenario that I had, but the main thing I want to touch on here is this was a path that I got to fully experience of a way that I could take advantage of my empathic abilities and support people in the middle of really challenging, painful parts of their lives. And it was extremely hard. I mean, I have such a love-hate relationship with my my time in Morocco. I fell in love with the country and the people and the food and the architecture and the history right away. I fell hard. It was such a wonderful experience, and I got to live with a family in Fez for a few weeks at first, and then I went and experienced Ramadan with another family in another small town on the coast, and I eventually ended up living in a little tiny town on top of a mountain in the Atlas Mountains in Morocco, and working in this small community. And I was working with a lot of young people. I was working with a lot of women. And it was and I think if I had joined this any community like this, where I was working as a first responder for a hotline like this, in any country, in any culture, it would have been just as hard. But there was an aspect of it opened me up to a side of the culture and the side of this community that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. And it enlightened me in that sense of, I learned a lot really fast about what people struggle with and the kind of barriers that people have in different cultures. And women in this community really didn't have a voice. And as much as I wanted to be able to sit there and empower them and say, you can take a stance, you can change your circumstances, you can do all these things, they were really limited in the options that they had and in the support that they had outside of me. And there was it wasn't just me, there was a small team of us. And the way that it would rotate is I would have the phone for the hotline for 1 week. And it was 1 week out of every month because there were four of us that had this job. So we would rotate, and 24/7 for that full 7 days, I had the phone next to me and I had to be ready to go whenever it rang. And it is so fascinating because in retrospect, I now know that that was throwing me into the deep end of training me to be able to be on right away, ready to go. In getting me prepared to be able to connect with everyone on one too. But if you had told me in the moment that that was one of the stepping stones to getting me to this place I'm in now, that I absolutely love, that fits my life so perfectly, that I'm able to, that just, I feel challenged and validated, and I just love the way that, I just love the way that 1-2 is allowing me to thrive and allowing me to connect with all of you in such a beautiful way. And if you had told me when I was 19 that that was a big lesson that I needed to learn in order to be able to be successful and to successfully connect with everyone the way that I do now, I would have laughed. I would have said, there's no way. I wasn't supposed to know then. And I think the amazing thing about being able to look back retrospectively, right, is that the path is clear, right? You're able to say, oh, I needed to have this experience in order to get here, and maybe I wouldn't have the skills that I do now if I didn't go through that. But it was a really challenging time in my life, and it was where my entire motivation was just trying to find a way to support these women. And it is a hard, and there were people I was working with who did this for years, for their entire life. And that is a powerful individual if you are able to be ready to go physically connecting with people like that every single day in the lowest parts of their lives. It takes such a toll. And I was amazed by the people that were around me and inspired so much. I was so inspired. And it's something that I don't talk about too often because it always brings up such a complicated range of emotions for me. And it's always so fascinating to see what it also brings out in people when they hear about this experience. And for me, it's interesting to touch on it and to see how people react to it. And it's, and I know that I could just ramble on into all these different experiences that I had, but I'm going to try to stay focused here for everyone and stay on topic. But my kiddo was waking up, so you guys may hear him a little bit. But the main reason why I needed to share a bit of my experience here with you guys today is that I wasn't always the happiest with that decision that I made to go and move to Morocco and work this really challenging job that was so emotionally toll. It took such an emotional toll. I wasn't always sure if it was the right decision, and I stuck with it for as long as my contract was, but then I was done. I was ready to go. And I think that's okay. I think we all have moments where we doubt the decisions that we've made. And I'm really grateful that I was focused and resilient enough to stick it out and to have that full experience, but then to know when I was done, because I wasn't supposed to do that for my entire life. If I had continued to do that for my entire life, I definitely would not have been able to come to 1-2 and connect with you the way that I do. And it can be so challenging to be in the moment, be frustrated with the path that you're on, and make the decision to stay or to go. And that's the thing that we all need to recognize, is we always have that ability to choose to leave. We always have that ability to choose a different path. Because I firmly believe we do not all simply have one path, one direction we're supposed to be going, one purpose. These skills that we have, this purpose that we all have to be here, can manifest and show up in so many different ways in our lives. And we are absolutely meant to experience multiple paths. And it's something that I love that I have such a concrete example to be able to say, look, this is one path that I experienced. It was challenging. It was incredibly rewarding too, because I got to see these women, these young girls, their faces light up with, oh, someone who's here to listen to me. Someone's here to support me. Even if we weren't able to make any progress or get any traction with anything of the work that we were doing half the time, I was able to just simply be there for these girls and for these young women. And it was extremely challenging, but it was so rewarding too. And now looking back on it, all these years later, it's something that I'm really grateful that I got to experience. And it is something that I know in the moment I chose to go have this experience because I knew I wanted to connect with women. That was something that was always really clear to me from a really young age. I wanted to be able to support women in spaces where they traditionally or commonly don't have that much support. I wanted to be able to be a voice and empower these women. I wanted to be able to also just be that person to listen, because I feel like that's what we need half the time. And I decided to go with one of the most extreme paths that was in front of me. There were many other choices I could have made, many other paths I could have gone down, but I chose basically the most extreme one. I'm a Sagittarius. That checks out. That makes sense that I would have just launched straight into the most extreme option in front of me. Because I wanted to see if I could do it. I wanted to see if I had what it took to be that support for many, many women at a time, in a space where they didn't have that support. And it was an incredible experience. And to be able to also just go toe to toe with leaders in the community and say and advocate for these women and share their experiences because they were too scared to speak publicly, right, which entirely made sense. And it's something that I am. We got Baby Shelby. He's making waking up, so you guys will hear him a little. But it's something that I think it's something that I will actually be processing for the rest of my life, in a way, because there was just so much depth to every experience that I had. And it's a really incredible little snippet of my life. It was only a year, and it felt like the longest year when I was in it. But it was a really powerful year for me. And I feel like everybody has those moments in their past and in their lives where they are truly attempting to figure out what is next. We've all had those moments when you feel stuck, when you can't figure out what the next right, quote unquote, right path is. And if I can give you any advice, it's there is no right path. There are simply options in front of you, and you will make it the right path. And if you get moving down this path and you're having this experience and you're saying, I don't want this anymore, that's okay. Learn as much as you can from it in the moment, find a way to exit gracefully, and move on to that next stage in your life. And the thing that I love is my experience in Morocco, where I felt very restricted in the way that I could express myself as a queer woman. It was something that I found very challenging, and I had never lived. I'm extremely privileged to have lived in spaces where I could be out and I could just live my life freely in that sense. It was my first time where I definitely could not be open about my sexuality. And it was I think something I was also meant to experience so that I can empathize with people who are currently in situations where they aren't able to live freely that way and don't have that privilege to be comfortable and to just be who they are. And I feel like it's a very important moment for me to have had that struggle. But it also pushed me to do the next most extreme thing in the opposite way. And of course, after having my year in Morocco, I was trying to figure out what I needed to do, what I wanted to do next. And I didn't want to have to worry about that kind of restriction. And I wanted to be able to be open and myself. So I moved to San Francisco because that is, again, I could have moved to many other places, but I wanted to move to a space where the history here of really advocating for that freedom really resonated with me. And I had some family in the area, and I had a great safe landing place, and I decided to take advantage of the wonderful connections that I have here. And it led me to meeting my husband and having my beautiful son and connecting with people on one too. And it pushed me towards this wonderful trajectory where I am so happy with the path that I'm on now. But I don't know if I would have gotten here as quickly as I did if I didn't pick the other most extreme path. where there was struggle, where there was challenges, and where I wasn't necessarily happy. And I hope that for any of you guys who are currently on a path that doesn't make you happy, or currently in a moment of your life where it just feels like there's so much struggle and so much challenge, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up about putting yourself in this situation. You're supposed to be experiencing this for whatever reason. And if it's not clear right now, it will be at some point in the future, very clear. And once you get to that point in the future and you can look back and say, gosh, that was a hard year, or that was a hard 10 years, however long you're on this challenging path, the moment where that clarity hits you is just, it's so rewarding. It is so incredible. It's validating in the best way because you're able to really see the beauty of life's journey. And I don't mean to get cheesy here and quote the title of my show, but I really do love talking about the journeys that we all go through in life. And I think it's something that should be voiced and should be talked about because we all have, again, all these different paths that you can choose to go down. And let go of that pressure to pick the perfect path. There is no perfect path, right? There is no perfect path. And when I first chose to move to Morocco, it didn't feel like the most extreme path for me, right? I had such a beautiful, incredible time when I was living with my host family and I was learning the language and I was eating all this incredible food and I got to feel the history around me and I am such a nerd when it comes to history. I love studying history and being able to feel the history around me. It's something that is often palpable in the energy when you are connecting with a new space and being able to put a timeline and physical and just put that knowledge paired with the energy is something that is truly powerful. And I had the most incredible time and got to travel all over the country. I got to spend a few nights in the desert with Bedouin tribes, and I got to experience a lot of. I mean, I was young. There was a lot of culture shock with it, but it felt very powerful to be able to connect so deeply with such a different culture and such a different group of people. And there was one moment early on in my time in Morocco, where I was in the middle of the desert. There was the group of people that I was with were all sitting around a fire in the middle of the night. It gets dark in the desert, so it felt like in the middle of the night, but it was probably right after the sun went down. And I was just staring at the stars, and it felt like one of the most serene and peaceful moments I had ever experienced at the time. And I've always felt so connected to any moment that I get to see the stars at night. And you know, we're in the Bay Area. We don't get to see the stars too often. But I love even driving out to the middle of nowhere as much as I can and being able to really connect with the stars. It feels like the most grounding, peaceful experience that I can tap into. And I always feel so connected to nature and to the energy around me. And I feel like I can feel the hum of the stars. And there's also such a connection with history there too. But that moment that I had in the desert where it was so, there were people singing at the fire around me, and I was hearing it wasn't quiet. It wasn't necessarily peaceful in that sense. But I felt such an intense level of internal peace. And I think that really invited me towards exploring my own connection with nature in a way that I hadn't before, and my own connection with the stars, my own connection with how, regardless of the chaos happening around me, the loudness, the volume, the unpredictability of everything happening around me, there is internal peace that I can tap into. And I think it felt really significant that I had that experience early on in my time in Morocco because it was something I really used as I went throughout the very challenging year that was ahead of me. And I was able to go back and have that experience a few times while I was there. And it became something that was really driving, a big driving force for me, where I was able to tap into and quiet myself in a way I never had before. And in any moments of feeling overwhelmed or feeling like I couldn't handle whatever pressure I was experiencing, or everything was maybe a little too triggering or a little too close to home or too emotional or too much weight, I was able to still be present with people in the moment, but quiet myself internally and go be with the stars. And it became a very active practice in my life. And it felt very unique to the space and the land that I was with, I was surrounded by there. And I at first wondered if it was something that would be entirely unique to Morocco, but it's something that I've taken with me as I've gone through life and continue to have stressful moments. And it's something that feels very personal and unique to me in that moment, but I know is something that we all do. We all search for that inner peace, and we all search for that very concrete example that we can hold on to of saying, okay, I know what that inner peace feels like. I can create it for myself again right now. And so much of it, I think, often is tied to nature in moments of quiet that we've been able to find in nature, whether it's connecting with the ocean or hearing the wind blow through the trees or connecting with the stars or a river or watching a butterfly, right? Or being by a waterfall. Like, there's something that is so grounding and freeing when you're able to truly connect with nature that way. And it's something that I will never forget. That true inner peace, regardless of what was happening around me. And it's something that I can't wait to see what that inner peace feels like in my son, and what brings him that inner peace, and to watch him experience that for the first time. It's something that I connect with my husband with all the time, and learning about what his inner peace looks like. And it's a tool, sure, that we can use to get through life, but it's also a skill to practice. It is definitely a skill that takes practice. And okay, you guys, I'm gonna check in with everyone in the chat room because I am just rambling on at this point. And oh, it looks like Tara is here. Tara's happy Easter. Yes, we have Easter coming up. I know. Thanks for being here, Tara. Easter is coming up, and it's such a bright time of year. I think that's something that I always get excited about spring. It always feels really like there's a lot of opportunity for renewal. And this is our first spring in this house, and it has been so wonderful to get to know our space at this time of year. I swear I wake up in the morning and there's something new to discover in the garden. There's something new to see. Like, I had no idea we had wisteria on our property, and it's all of a sudden our whole garden smells like this beautiful, strong scent of these gorgeous purple flowers. And It is. We're seeing all of our fruit trees start to blossom, and my garden is really taking off, and it is something that's been so grounding and so it's like we have this beautiful constant reminder of the cycle of life. And you guys know me, I'm always talking about cycles and seasons, and it's been a truly wonderful reminder of the opportunity that comes with spring. And I truly love that we're able to be here and be present and have this wonderful, wonderful connection with nature, because we've been living in a city for so long that this is just such a refreshing change. And it's been something that's been hitting me really hard every morning. Pamela says, "I love the coos." Yes, Shelby is here. He likes it. I really need to change. I think I should change the name of the show to Life Journeys with Serena and Shelby, because he's my co-host at this point. And since I am also producing most of the shows on 1-2 right now, you should know that he's my co-producer as well. He's always in the background with you guys. So if anybody needs any sort of baby energy, just tune into 1-2. 1-2 Radio, and there's baby energy everywhere. And he's gonna be mobile so soon, you guys. This kid is ready to run. I think he may run before he crawls. Yeah. If any of you guys have any questions or would like to connect on any, if you'd like a card or would like a reading, please go ahead and leave a comment in the chat room, and I'll make sure I get to you guys. And for those of you who missed a 1-2 day, which we had just a few days ago on 1-2 Listen, keep an eye out for 1-2 day next month. We have one every month on the 12th of every month. And if you're interested in readings, or there's so many opportunities there. We have lowered rates that change frequently throughout the day, and it is a really great opportunity to connect with somebody new. Maybe try a reading with a advisor you haven't worked with before. And you always make sure to check out the time-based sessions and the email-based sessions, because those are often discounted too. And we have some incredible classes happening at 1-2 Academy right now, so make sure you guys are keeping an eye out there. I know Kat's taking a break right now, but she has her, I believe it's a tarot, intuitive tarot class happening, and that should be starting back up in the next few weeks. And I've been hearing incredible things also about Kelly's feng shui class. You guys, if you, and the great thing about 1-2 Academy is if you aren't participating live in the classes, you can still go and purchase a class that happened before and download it. So, and that's a wonderful way to engage with us on your own time too. So keep an eye out for all those things happening. We have a lot of fun new changes coming up, and we're going to be taking over YouTube soon too. So I know we've been talking about that for a while now, and I appreciate your guys' patience as we start to navigate everything there. But we are fine-tuning how we want to make that, to incorporate that into everything at 1-2. And it's going to take off soon. So keep an eye out. We'll make it happen. And I think I need to go check in and jump back into mama duty. So I'm gonna wrap everything up a little early here, you guys. But I will also be signing online for the next hour. And I'll have a discounted rate on 1-2 Listen. So from 12 until 1 Pacific time, I'll have a discounted rate on 1-2 Listen. So if you have any questions or would like to connect, you can find me there. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. And I had a lot of fun talking about some different stages in my life and what got me here and how grateful I am to be here with you all today. So I am looking forward to jumping right back in and chatting with you guys again next week. You can find me at 1-2 Listen in the meantime. And if I'm ever not online, just go ahead and put in a request for a call. or send me a message and we'll find a time where we can schedule a call and connect. But thanks for tuning in, you guys, and I will see you next week on Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for the next Life Journeys with Serena. And you have been listening to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.